we talked about the fact that it could cost up to $6 billion to distribute the vaccine nationwide. Is that still the number that you're hearing?
You know, I think that's the right number, and it's a number we put in the Senate bill several different times. Wasn't in the House bill initially, and the Secretary of Health and Human Services seems to have some sense that there's already enough money out there. That's not what anybody else has thought. Certainly, if there's no money appropriated to do this, well, we're going to find the money, and whether that's money that the states already have or money that the Department of HHS would have to reposition them somehow with the approval of me and other appropriators, we're going to find this money. I think the biggest mistake we could possibly have made would be to have really had an extraordinary effort to develop a vaccine, in fact, to develop a number of different vaccines, and then not have a plan in place and the financing in place to get that vaccine out there. But I think we're moving forward well on the critical part of having the vaccine. The governors, including Governor Parson, have been asked to, and in the state of Missouri, have come back to the federal government with a plan as to how they would allocate, distribute, and prioritize the way people got the vaccine. I'm looking forward to that.
Right, and they have submitted a plan, and we asked them about it, and also asked them about, you know, how they hope to pay for distribution. And there was some, you know, obviously disagreement about how much we need and how much we truly have to do it. But as you've said, the money's not sitting there. It would have to be reallocated and moved around.
Well, I think it was one of the great mistakes of the Congress not being able to act and arguing about how big this package should be, rather than taking a package that would have appeared big by any previous standards and get the parts of it that were essential and I think reasonably easy to get agreement on, back to school, back to work, back to child care, back to better health, and particularly to the money we needed to finish out our efforts and our partnerships with the various proposals for vaccines, and then the ability to distribute that. I think both of those things happen, but when they do happen, they'll happen at the cost of what might have been a normal government activity in health research or some other area that we have to make the decision we're going to reposition that to do this because this is a priority. And again, Ashley, it's enough of a priority that Congress should have been able to figure out the priorities as opposed to the things that some people would have liked to have done about the federal election process or other things that really had very little, if anything, to do with COVID and nothing to do with responding to either the health or the economic challenge of the COVID virus.
Do you feel like we're going to have something after the election, that there will be a COVID plan or a separate distribution windfall, a COVID plan for distribution after the election?
Well, it's possible that we even would put that in our regular budget process for next year, if we can get to that after the election. I think it's really hard to expect what might happen after the election until you see if the election changes the mix in the Congress between the House and the Senate, or the mix between the President, the Congress, and we just have to see. I mean, it's almost impossible to predict what can get done after the election. It's not impossible to predict that we're moving rapidly forward with about four different vaccines at this point, all of which could be approved, and you would may or may not have a choice of which ones you get, but you would know that all of them have been approved through the rigorous FDA process. And I do think that the day the election is over, that the concerns about the vaccine will dramatically reduce, as people no longer will be talking about any possible political motivation or any other motivation except to get a vaccine that meets every standard. And as it turns out, to get it at least a year earlier than anybody would have predicted,